Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today on something that's been all over the news lately, for all the wrong reasons, I'd say.
Yeah.
Meta's new smart glasses.
Yeah. They.
Have you seen this?
I have seen this, and it's very interesting how this has been framed.
It's been framed.
Because it's a very...
go ahead.
It's a perfect example of how a story about technology can spiral completely out of control.
Yeah, and it's interesting you says spiral out of control because I feel like the initial reports that I saw had everyone, including myself, thinking that this is like Black Mirror. You know what I mean? Like it felt very dystopian.
Yeah.
These glasses can identify as anyone on the street and just instantly pull up all their personal data.
Yeah, it sounded like something straight out of a dystopian sci-fi film.
Right.
But like so many things with tech, the reality is a bit more nuanced, let's say.
A little more nuanced, a little less scary, hopefully, for some listeners out there. And that thankfully, we have experts like Martin Steiger, who's a digital law specialist, to set the record straight.
Yes.
And his article really cuts through a lot of the noise and helps us understand what's really going on here.
Well, and that's what's so fascinating about this, is it's not about some... you know, super advanced facial recognition that's built into the glasses themselves.
Right. And that was like the biggest misconception, I think, with the initial headlines that I saw, at least.
Right.
So just so everyone's clear, these glasses, they have a camera, kind of like your phone.
Yeah.
But they can't actually identify people just on their own.
It's what happens to those images after they're taken.
Okay.
That is the real story. And that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
Have you heard of Pime Eyes?
I'll be honest, I had not until I read this article.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that's probably true for a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Pime Eyes is a reverse image search engine.
Okay.
On steroids, basically. Okay. It is designed to take a photograph that you upload, and it scours the entire internet for matches to that photograph.
So like social media profiles, websites, all that.
All of it, yeah.
Wow.
As much of it as it can get its hands on.
So let's say hypothetically someone snaps a picture of me, I'm wearing these glasses.
Right.
They take that picture, they upload it to Pime Eyes.
Potentially.
And they could find out all sorts of stuff about me online.
They could. Oh. And this isn't just a hypothetical. Okay. This has actually already been used.
Right.
In some high profile cases, including reportedly this RAF terrorist case we were talking about.
Which really highlights, I mean, this is real. This isn't just like a what if.
No, this is...
this is real technology. It's out there and it brings up all sorts of questions about privacy and, you know,
right,
how this could be used or misused, really.
Exactly. And that's, I think, yeah. And that's, I think, the real point here is that it's like, it is a little unsettling to think that somebody could potentially find out so much about you just from a photo. But the story doesn't end there. What I found even more thought-provoking were Steiger's points about how this type of technology could be used in the future.
Okay, so you're saying it could get even weirder than this.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily weirder. I mean, it's just, he suggests that this whole constant filming and analyzing thing, as unsettling as it is, could become commonplace.
Right. It's like we're almost there anyway.
Right.
With our phones and everything.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, how far of a jump is it really to go from where we are now to that? And that's where I think augmented reality comes in.
Yeah.
Right. Which is essentially overlaying information onto the real world.
Okay.
So
instead of like having to look down at my phone for directions.
Exactly.
I could just be like,
your glasses are telling you where to go.
Okay.
They're identifying landmarks for you.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Imagine like you go into a store.
Okay.
And it's highlighting things that are on sale for you.
Oh.
Or it's helping you find a particular item.
Like I walk in and I need peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it's like aisle 3 on the left.
Exactly. It gives you that information in real time.
That's pretty cool.
And what's interesting is that Steiger brings up the point that this could be incredibly beneficial for people with disabilities as well.
Okay.
You know, imagine assistive technology that can help people navigate unfamiliar environments.
Right.
Or identify familiar faces.
Oh, okay.
So it's not all doom and gloom here.
So it's not all like Black Mirror up in here.
Right. There's a potential upside to this future.
So we just got to figure out how to do it responsibly.
Well, and that's the question, isn't it? What kind of boundaries do we need to set?
Right.
As this technology develops?
Because it's coming, whether we like it or not.
It's going to happen. So it's like, how do we prepare for that now? What conversations do we need to be having?
Yeah. Are there any conversations happening like on a policy level that you know of about this?
Well, I think that's where, you know, we have to start talking about things like regulation.
Okay.
Facial recognition technology,
Okay.
you know, greater transparency from companies like Meta.
Right.
You know, these are all things that.
So are you saying like Meta should be more upfront about like, hey, this is what these glasses can do?
I think there needs to be a conversation about what data is being collected.
Right.
How is it being used?
Right.
How long is it being stored?
And who has access to it?
Exactly.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
Like, where do we even begin to like,
Right.
you know, set these boundaries or like.
I think it starts with awareness, which is what we're doing.
Okay.
By understanding how these technologies work and the potential implications,
Yeah.
you know, both good and bad,
Okay.
then we can start asking the right questions. We can
Right.
start demanding more transparency and accountability.
Your knowledge is power, basically,
Yeah,
you know?
absolutely.
And I feel like in a lot of these situations with technology, it's like,
Yeah.
I don't even know what, I don't know.
Right.
You know,
It's like
go.
this stuff is so complicated sometimes, and it moves so fast that
Yes.
it's hard to even know where to begin.
Like I was saying before I saw those first headlines, I had no idea that this PiMeis thing even existed.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, great.
Exactly.
Another thing to worry about.
Yeah. But, you know, at least now you're aware of it and you can make more informed choices about, you know, your digital footprint.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be more careful about what I'm posting online.
Right. And it's not just about, you know, individual actions.
Right.
I think we need to be having these conversations on a larger scale too.
Okay.
You know, talking about these issues with our friends and family,
Okay.
you know, engaging in, you know, political discourse.
So, like writing to our Congress people and stuff.
Exactly. You know, making our voices heard.
Okay.
Because ultimately, you know, technology is going to continue to evolve,
Right.
whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to decide what kind of future we want to create.
So it's not just about, you know, these glasses or Meta or
Yeah.
facial recognition. It's really about
It's about the bigger
the
picture.
bigger picture.
It's about the fact that we're moving into a world where,
Yeah.
you know, technology is ubiquitous.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And we need to figure out how we're going to live with that.
I like that how we're going to live with it instead of like it's taking over because we still have control
We do.
to a certain extent, at least.
We have more control than we think.
Okay, good.
You know,
I like to hear that.
we're not just passive bystanders here.
Good.
We have agency, we have a voice,
Yeah.
and we need to use it.
Well, that I think is a great place to leave it.
Yeah.
A little bit of a call to action for our listeners out there.
Absolutely.
Big thanks to Martin Steiger again for his article.
Yes.
This has been a very fascinating conversation. I've learned a lot.
We too.
I hope our listeners have as well. And I think this is just the beginning of what I'm sure will be
I agree.
a very lengthy conversation.
It's an ongoing conversation.
Yes.
But that's the thing about technology, right? It's
Yeah.
always evolving.
Always changing.
And we need to evolve and change along with it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. For our listeners, you can find a link to Martin's article in our show notes if you want to check it out.
Yes, please do.
And we would love to hear your thoughts on this as well. This is a big conversation.
It is.
So head over to our social media. Let us know what you think. What are your concerns with this type of technology? Are you excited about the future of augmented reality? Let us know.
Yeah, let's keep the conversation going.
And as always, thanks for taking this deep dive with us.